Some news now from the world of sports. And the persistent rain yesterday postponed a number of high school playoff matchups, mostly in baseball and softball. But the wet stuff did not stop lacrosse from taking center stage, even though an incident of racist vandalism almost did. The top-seeded South Burlington boys lacrosse team was set to host number 4 Burr and Burton. But a couple of hours before game time, school officials found racist graffiti spray-painted onto the turf at South Burlington High School. The game may have been postponed, but Burlington High School came to the rescue, offering the use of their field as an alternate site, and the game was played, with South Burlington coming away with an 11-6 win and a ticket to the Division I state finals. Nick Lisinski and Calvin Hultgren both scored hat tricks for South Burlington to lead the offense. They never trailed in the game. Ryan Hockenberry made 10 saves to get the win in net. South Burlington will play the winner of the BFA St. Albans CVU matchup, a game that was postponed and moved to this afternoon due to the weather. In Division II play, another big game for a netminder propelled Harwood to an upset win over top-seeded Milton yesterday, 14-8 in boys high school lacrosse. Connor Andrews made 13 saves for the fifth-seeded Highlanders. Harwood moves on to battle Stowe, who made the final with an 11-10 win over Mount Mansfield in the other semifinal. The girls' Division I lacrosse semifinals were postponed yesterday, but one game did get played in Division II. U32 got by Stowe 8-7 in overtime. To the pros, and the Boston Red Sox beat the New York Yankees at their own game in the Bronx last night. The Yankees have launched themselves into first place in the American League East, chiefly by launching long balls, second only to the out-of-control Houston Astros in team home runs this season. But the Red Sox got homers from Mitch Moreland, Hanley Ramirez, and Andrew Benintendi, his third home run in the last two games as he breaks out of a prolonged slump, and the Red Sox held on for a 5-4 win over the Yankees at the stadium. All the Sox homers were yielded by Masahiro Tanaka, who has lost his fourth straight start, and the Red Sox got 1 1/3 innings of shutdown, always-be closing relief from Craig Kimbrell, who is having a season almost beyond belief in the closing role for Boston to this point. Kimbrell struck out 5 batters, including one who reached base by a wild pitch on a third strike, making it 17 saves in his last 18 chances. And the last K was the biggest and most dramatic when he fanned the Yankees' phenomenal rookie Aaron Judge, who leads the league in home runs and could have tied the game with one swing, but Kimbrell got him swinging on a 99-mile-per-hour fastball to end it. Drew Pomeranz picked up his third win in a row, even though he had to work extra hard to do it. He threw a career-high 123 pitches over 5 innings. I want to correct myself as well. Earlier I said Tanaka lost his 4th game in a row. Actually, that's the 5th start that he has lost in a row. The win moves the Red Sox within 1 game of the Yankees for the division lead, and with 1 game left to play tonight in this brief 2-game series, Rick Porcello gets the start for Boston against CC Sabathia for the Yankees, who has won his last 4 starts. The Texas Rangers snapped their 4-game losing skid against the sputtering New York Mets with a 10-8 win in Texas last night. Joey Gallo's 2-run homer put the Rangers up for good. Jacob deGrom took the loss, lasting just 4 innings for the Mets for a second consecutive start for him. In Oakland, Jesse Hahn returned from the disabled list for the A's, and he seems healed. He pitched Oakland to a 4-1 win over the Toronto Blue Jays, who have now lost 2 in a row. And history was made by Scooter Gannett of the Cincinnati Reds yesterday, and not because he has one of the best baseball names in the annals of the game. Gannett set a Reds franchise record by clubbing 4 home runs and driving in 10 runs in the Reds' 13-1 romp over the St. Louis Cardinals. Gannett also becomes just the 17th player in Major League history to hit 4 home runs in a single game. Scooter stands at a modest 5'10", 185 pounds. But as Dustin Pedroia will tell you, you don't have to be a big guy to knock the ball out of the park. Things are heating up in the men's quarterfinals of the French Open. Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic both in action this morning. And if the two can win today, they will meet each other in the semifinals. Actually, I have one final for you there. And fair warning, if you want to watch later and not know the scores now, pause. Dominic Thiem of Austria is giving the second-ranked Djokovic all he can handle. Thiem took the first set from Djokovic 7-6. He leads 1-0 in the second set. Nadal's already through, after fellow Spaniard Pablo Carreño Busta withdrew from the match with an apparent injury after dropping the first set. Later this morning, the world's number one player Andy Murray is in action, as is Stan Wawrinka. And in the women's quarterfinals, Carolina Pliskova faces Caroline Garcia. Simona Halep will take on Elena Svitolina.